Hey, I'm so sorry I'm late. I got stuck in traffic coming back from my lunch, and it doesn't really matter. This isn't a great first impression I'm making, is it? You can go ahead and come sit in my office. Just have a seat on the couch. Make yourself comfortable. I'm just gonna fumble around here for my notepad. Okay, here we go. Again, I'm so sorry about that. I hate to keep my clients waiting. First, therapy sessions can be really anxiety-inducing, so I just want to make sure that we're super relaxed about today. How are you feeling? Yeah, a little bit hesitant to go to therapy. Totally normal. A lot of people are. So in this first session, I'm mainly just going to focus on learning some basic background information about you and why you're here today. Nothing too deep and scary yet. So just relax and don't be nervous, okay? I'm here to help. So, why are you here in my office today? No, please don't be concerned about that. You can tell me anything. This is a judgment-free zone and nothing is off the table. Yes, nothing is off the table. You can talk to me about sex things. Oh, so why do you think that you have a sex addiction? Well, how often are you having sex? Well, you're a very sexy guy. I would imagine that a lot of women want to have sex with you. Oh, I'm sorry. You look kind of shocked. Did that make you uncomfortable? I'm so sorry. I only meant it as a compliment. You're a very attractive man. I noticed it the second that I came in rushing in late this morning. Anyway, please continue. You were talking about your sex life. Well, that sounds pretty normal to me. It's not that much. What exactly about the amount of sex you're having or the sex itself makes you feel like it's an addiction? Ah, masturbation. How often do you jerk off, masturbate? Oh, 4 times a day at least. Okay. Have you made yourself come today? You look a little bit nervous, maybe taken aback. Remember, this is a judgment-free zone. You can tell me anything. So you have come today. How many times today already? Just once in the morning. Okay. Let's see. It's about 12:15. Masturbating one time before noon seems pretty reasonable to me. I mean, I made myself come this morning. You look shocked. Maybe that's something not, every therapist would normally disclose to a client, but I like to take a more relaxed approach, think of me as a friend, So about when do you usually jerk off for the second time in a day? On your lunch break at work, so around noon, so around this time of day, right? So how are you feeling right now? Fine. No, I mean, how are you feeling, with regards to wanting to stroke your cock? Is the urge to pull up some porn and make yourself come, is it really strong right now? How strong would you say that urge is right now that you're feeling? It's okay. You can be more specific. How exactly are you feeling right now? Do you feel a throb in your cock right now? yeah, just take a breath and focus on how you're feeling. Physically, how you're feeling. Yeah. You know, I've noticed since this session started that you're starting to get visibly aroused. You're getting a hard on right now as we speak. No, don't apologize. You're struggling with an addiction. You can't help yourself. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm an expert. A sexpert, if you will. So right now you're physically aroused and your cock is very hard and pulsing in your pants, and you're just desperately curbing the urge to touch it. What do you usually do in situations like this when you're forced to confront that urge? Oh, I see. You excuse yourself to the restroom or to your car and just desperately stroke your cock until you make it come. Right. And being that you're in your therapist's office, you can't. Socially, I mean, it would be inappropriate socially for you to pull out your cock and make yourself come while you're in therapy. Yeah. And you're paying me by the hour. So every minute you would be spending in the bathroom hiding to make yourself come, you'd be wasting your money. Right. Okay. So, I take a very unconventional, perhaps, approach to therapy. And I don't believe that people's urges, especially not ones like sexual urges, should be suppressed. And I think that the focus on trying to suppress them only makes them worse. So I'm just going to pose a question to you and let me know how you feel about it. Why shouldn't you give in to those urges right now? For example, why shouldn't you start rubbing your cock over your pants in front of me? Because it's inappropriate, right? Well, let's try a little exercise if you're willing. Like I said before, I don't believe in suppressing primal urges, and I certainly don't want you to feel uncomfortable in our therapy sessions. I don't want you to try and suppress how you're feeling so deeply. So I want you to just do what feels comfortable for you. You have my full permission to do whatever you want, whatever you feel like doing. So if you feel like you would like to put your hand over your hard cock in your pants and just set it there at first, I assure you that this is a very common practice in therapy. You don't have to worry at all. So just tell me how it feels. Go ahead and put your hand over that bulge in your pants and just ever so slightly give in to that desperate need, that urge to touch yourself, and tell me how that feels. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. To just be in an accepting environment where someone just accepts who you are and that you just have these extra primal urges compared to most people. It's very normal. You look a little bit flustered. I've noticed you've started staring at my tits. No, don't apologize. Remember, judgment free. Would you like me to put on a sweater to cover them up, or would you like me to unbutton a few more buttons? Remember, you can tell me the truth. There we go. That's the honesty I'm looking for. Okay, let me just unbutton my top a little bit more for you. I've noticed that your hand is starting to move a little bit over your cock. Do you want to start stroking it a little more? Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Remember, this exercise is all about just giving in. I don't want you to waste your time hiding your sexual pleasure in the bathroom. I want you to just give in. We can talk and still have our therapy session while you give in to your self-pleasure. So, tell me, in the middle of the day, what's usually initiating your urge to stroke your cock? A coworker. Yeah. What about her turns you on? Ah, a man who likes a nice rack. I should have known. So let me guess, she wears a low-cut top to work, and then all of a sudden it's all you can think about, and you just want to shove your cock between her tits and cum. Maybe even get some of your cum on her lips, so she can taste you. And then you can't focus, so you have to go waste valuable company time making yourself cum in the bathroom. Yeah. Do you wish you could do that to her at the office? When you're stroking your cock on your breaks in the car or in the bathroom or late at night when you're at home in your bed, what do you think about doing to her? Yeah, you want to feel her lips on your cock. Feel her sucking you. No, none of this is inappropriate at all. This is a safe space, remember? We can't have you acting these things out at work. But in this setting, it's safe for you to just feel and do whatever you want. It's completely professional, I assure you. So now I'd like to move on to the second step of the exercise, which is slightly more intensive. But it does look like you're beginning to be a little more relaxed around me. I can see your hand kind of rubbing a little bit more, and I see your hips are beginning to thrust up a little bit, just ever so slight. No, don't be embarrassed. Again, like I said, perfectly acceptable, perfectly normal. So for this next part, I just need you to trust me. For this section, I want you to imagine me as that coworker that gets your cock so hard. I want you to pull down your pants and stroke your cock just like you would at work. But instead, I don't want you to feel any of that shame. I want you to stroke your cock and pretend that I'm her in front of you. Does that make sense? Yeah, I'm very serious. Go ahead and pull your cock out from those pants if you're comfortable. I think it's been waiting long enough, and I wouldn't want you to make a mess in them. And there you go. Yeah, just stroke it however you want, whatever feels good. And that looks like it feels fucking amazing. No, please moan as much as you like. I want you to jerk off just as you usually do, but just remember, there's no shame in it. You're completely giving into your urges in an accepting space. It's part of the exercise. So tell me, as you're stroking your cock in front of me, imagining that I'm your coworker, how does it feel? How does it feel to give into that urge completely devoid of any shame? Feels very fucking good, doesn't it? Does it make it a little bit hotter to know that what you're doing is really, really wrong, but that you're allowed to do it in this space? Yeah. You're getting close. Well, how about you just slow down just a little bit? You're going really fast on your cock. Yeah. Just slow down with those tugs just a little bit. Because we can go to the third and final part of the exercise. In this part, you have complete control over me in this scenario, your coworker. But for professional reasons, I can't touch you, meaning you can tell me what to do or say, whatever your fantasies are about your coworker. But unfortunately, it has to be with the exception of physical contact, because that would be a violation. Yes, in a patient-provider context. So, as you're stroking your cock, I want you to tell me what you want me to do. Take off my top. There you go, see? You're getting the hang of it. No shame. You just tell me exactly what you want. I'll just unbutton all the way down. Now what? What do you want to see? You want to watch me play with my tits? How exactly do you want to watch me? Pinch my nipples. Swirl my fingertips around them. Yes, it does feel good. Oh, you want me to grope them firmly? No, you can't touch them. No, you can't suck on them. I'm really sorry. It just wouldn't be appropriate. But I can keep doing whatever you say. Yeah. Oh, you want me to take off my pants? Yeah, I can do that. Let me just strip down for you. What do you want me to do? You want me to spread my pussy open and let you look at it? Yeah, you can get closer. You just can't touch. Oh. Yeah, I'm very wet for you. Well, you have a very beautiful body and your cock is gorgeous. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's nothing. I can feel your breath on my pussy. Oh, what do you want me to do? Oh, yeah. Want me to finger myself? Whatever you want. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Harder. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I wish it was your cock. Oh, I wish there weren't rules. I wish you could just fuck me. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, the fourth part of this exercise is you coming. Oh, just do whatever you need to do to make yourself come. Yeah, stroke your cock nice and fast. You like watching me fuck my pussy for you. Oh, I'm just pretending that I'm that sexy little coworker that gets your cock so hard. Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah, that's right. You're gonna come for me. You're gonna come, you're gonna let it all go. All of that shame, all of that suppressed sexual energy. You're just gonna let it go. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, hurts. Here, I'll get on my knees. You're technically not touching me. Oh, it's just your cum touching me. Oh, yeah. Oh, you want me to look up at you? You stroke your cock over my tits. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Looks like you're about to come. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come all over my tits? While I finger fuck myself. Oh, it's so wrong, isn't it? But it's so right. It feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Yeah, come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come on my tits. Yeah, come on my tits. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, your cock did kind of touch my tits a little bit, but that's okay. It was an accident. So, tell me how that experience was for you. I know you're catching your breath. Take your time. It does look like we're approaching our time for today. Do you feel comfortable continuing our sessions? Let's say same time next week? Okay, that sounds wonderful. You can go ahead and exit once you get your pants on. I'm going to need to clean up before I can let my first client in, so I'm just going to excuse myself to the restroom, and I will see you next week.